Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're going to continue our discussion of the fact that as sons and daughters of God, we have an inheritance. Our inheritance includes everything we need to live this life and the life to come. For a number of weeks now, we've been taking time to discuss the nature of our inheritance, what's included in our inheritance, and how we access it or walk in the provision of our inheritance. And we've made the point that due to lack of understanding in some basic areas, sincere believers fail to benefit from their inheritance in this life. The inheritance in the life to come will be yours no matter what you do. All you got to do is just get to heaven. And you do that through putting faith in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice at the cross. But it's the inheritance that's available to us in this life that Christians struggle with. There's much misunderstanding as to why Jesus came to earth and what God has promised to do for us. And that leads to trouble accessing our inheritance because many sincere Christians have misinformation about what God will and won't do for us in this life. And that misinformation gives people false expectations, which leads to frustration, disappointment, and even anger at God when those expectations aren't met. That's what we're going to focus on really this week. I have, you know, I've been in ministry a long time here, and I've had many people come to me, and they're sincere, but they're sincerely upset. They want to know why God didn't do this for them. Or how come this happened in my life? There's all kinds of answers to a lot of to those questions, way more than we can deal with in a 15-minute broadcast. But this week, I want to begin to sort some of this out and make it very clear what you absolutely can expect in this life and what you can't expect in this life. Now, let's get to it. Understanding our inheritance begins with understanding the big picture or the overall plan of God. I know I've said this probably on every broadcast, but I beat this same drum so that people will eventually hear it. We start our study of the things of God oftentimes in the middle of the story, and we end up drawing false conclusions. But if you can understand your inheritance in terms of the big picture or the overall plan of God, it'll make it a lot easier to walk in the provision that he has made available to you and me in this life. So let me restate God's plan, the big picture, the overall plan and purpose of God. In eternity past, God devised a plan to have a family, and he made this earth to be home for himself and his sons and daughters. But both mankind and the earth have been damaged by sin. That didn't take God by surprise. He already had a way in mind to deal with the damage done by man's sin through Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross to pay for sin so it can be removed from all those who bow their knee to him as Savior and Lord. And he will come again in the not-too-distant future to cleanse the earth of corruption and death, and make it a fit forever home for himself and his family. The Bible begins and ends with God on earth with his family. That's the overall plan. Our inheritance comes out of that overall plan of God. Now, one of the main points we've made in this particular series is that we have to recognize that there's more to life than just this life. God's plan of redemption, which is another name for his plan to deliver his creation from bondage to sin and death. God's plan of redemption, his plan to deliver his creation from bondage to sin and death, is unfolding now. We are only passing through this life as it is. Where you are right now is not your final destination. This life, this world as it is not our final destination. And if you don't learn to look at life from this perspective, you'll struggle accessing your inheritance. Because much of our inheritance is not for this present life, because this present life is temporary. To benefit from our inheritance, we need to know that there's more to reality than what we perceive with our five physical senses. God is unseen or invisible, and he has created both seen things and unseen things. Now, we went into this in great detail last week and the week before. Let me just review the highlights, and then we'll add to our information and get to this week's specific topic. Not only is there a visible realm, there's also an invisible realm where Almighty God and his holy angels dwell, where heaven is located. This invisible realm can and does affect and change the visible seen world. Christianity is supernatural and transformational. Supernatural means of or relating to an order of existence beyond the visible, observable universe. There is a realm of existence beyond what we can see with our eyes. And the unseen power of God, who inhabits that realm, affects and changes this visible, material, physical world as he carries out his plan to have a family of holy, righteous sons and daughters with whom he can dwell forever. Last week, we referred to Elisha the prophet. We noted how he was unafraid in the face of an enemy because he knew he had spiritual provision. He knew that he was protected by beings in the unseen realm. Remember that? That's real. That's real. The Bible reveals that we have an inheritance in heaven, which includes spiritual provision. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 5. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. As I say, we discussed that in great detail the previous 2 weeks. But this means we have provision in and from another dimension. It's spiritual or unseen help that can impact this visible, physical world. Now, let's add to that foundation. People have difficulty accessing the provisions of their inheritance from the unseen realm because they don't understand the nature of life in a fallen world. They have false expectations about what life is supposed to be like, and they expect God to do things for them he has not promised to do. Let me say that again. People have difficulty. Sincere Christians, good men and women of God, have trouble accessing the provisions of their inheritance because they don't understand the nature of life in this fallen, sin-damaged world. And they have expectations about what life is supposed to be like that aren't realistic, and they expect God to do things for them that he has not promised to do. Let me explain. Life as it currently is on this earth is not as God intended to be due to man's sin, beginning with Adam back in the Garden of Eden. Now, we could do weeks of teaching on this. You know, if you've ever looked at the world and thought, why is there so much suffering? How come there are storms that kill people? Why does all this happen? Well, the world is damaged by sin, beginning with Adam's sin in the beginning. The world is not as God intended. Jesus himself said in John 16:33, "In the world you will have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration." That's how the Amplified says it, the Amplified Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, "Moths and rust corrupt and thieves break through and steal." You may remember that passage of scripture. That's where Jesus said, "Lay up your treasures in heaven, not here on this earth, because moths and rust corrupt your treasure. Thieves break through and steal your treasure." Now, as I say, we could do entire lessons on each of these points, but consider several thoughts. Adam, as the first human and the first steward of this earth, affected the entire race resident within him, as well as the earth, when he sinned. Adam was the head of the human race. When he sinned, his sin affected all the race that was resident in him. That includes you, and that includes me. Adam was the first steward or caretaker of the earth, and as the first steward of earth, his actions affected the earth as well. Now, I'm not reading any verses. I'm looking at a bunch of them here. Genesis 3:17 through 19 said a curse entered the earth. Romans 5:12 says that through Adam's sin, death entered the world. The Living Bible says, and all things began to grow old and die. Romans 5:19 says men were made sinners by nature. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says Satan became the god of this world. Due to Adam's sin, we're born into a fallen race. We inherit natures that are contrary to God and bodies that are mortal and corruptible. That means they are subject to sickness, old age, and death. The earth into which we've been born is infused with a curse of corruption and death that produces weeds, decay, natural disasters, and death throughout the animal creation and the plant creation. When Adam sinned, he surrendered his God-given authority in the earth to the tempter, the devil, and Satan became the god of this world, small g. And he now works through fallen men with unrenewed minds and causes much chaos as he lures mankind into further rebellion against God. Add to that, God gave humanity free will. With free will comes not only the choices men make, but the consequences of those choices. And people regularly make choices with consequences that can and do affect us in negative ways, going all the way back to Adam's choice to disobey God in the garden. The fact that your physical body is aging and is going to die, that's a result of Adam's choice in the Garden of Eden thousands of years ago. You have to recognize the parameters of life in a fallen world. If you don't, on top of the hardships, injustices, and sufferings of life, you'll live with continual disappointment and frustration. There's no such thing as an easy life in a fallen world. We'll pick it up here tomorrow.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.